Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cuts of battles here in night, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. This song is The Nexus from the Innocent Age album, one of my favorites. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Like a lot of stuff there. I think you will like it. And I think if you check it out and use it to your advantage, you'll get some benefit from it. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, to see some of the things that we've done, that we've written, that my Brain Trust members have said or written. We got lots of stuff in the knowledge base. We got our blog there. The newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest. He's our good friend, VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber. We're talking about this ridiculous gaggle of people. And I call them ridiculous, folks. Individually, they're not ridiculous. I don't mean that, but as a group, they're pretty laughable. What they have not accomplished, or at least what they have done, that hasn't really contributed much to the success of the country, in my opinion, is pretty sad, Giovanni. And I hate to be so outspoken, but I just my disdain for Congress has never been greater than it is right now. And I can't hold that. I can't not be authentic about that with my audience, Giovanni.
Well, you know, it's coming from a small business background, if we ran our businesses the way Congress ran the government, we'd be out of business.
No, it's worse than that, Giovanni. So, in some ways, we'd be arrested.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of the stuff that they do, if we did what they did, they would arrest us. There are laws against it.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, they've had all year to give us some certainty in the tax code and or the appropriations measures, and they wait right to the last minute, and they're playing.
They still haven't got it fixed.
No, absolutely.
What is going to happen?
Well, you know, this is probably the best news that we've had all year. They've had all year to deal with this tax issue. The president wanted them to Congress to deal with it before the election. They didn't want to provide hard votes for a lot of their colleagues during before the election, so they waited till after the election, and now they're crying because they've struck a deal that people have spoken and said, look, we want to change, and we endorse passing these, keeping the status quo for all the levels. What we'll see happen is you'll see a vote in the House sometime today. It's unlikely that amendments are going to pass to the existing bill because there's a 67-vote threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to the House, where the House Democrats have some angst over this estate tax provision,
yeah.
And that's the only potential hurdle. Obviously, you have a lot of Democrats in the House who have accused the president of punting on first down,
right.
But that just didn't happen, and Pelosi can mess up a one-car funeral,
right.
I tell you, with this thing. So hopefully they do have the votes to pass it. They're constructing a rule that will be very tight and will probably signal a passage of it, and
well,
the unknown is this estate tax.
Let's talk about the high points of this thing. Number one, folks, nobody's getting a tax cut. The only potential is a tax increase. The taxes,
exactly,
as they are now, if the thing passes, the taxes will only remain as they are. There's no tax cut involved. In fact, the danger is a tax increase. That's one on the income tax, right, Giovanni?
Exactly.
All right. The other thing is the big, mentioned the estate tax. Currently, in 2010, there is no estate tax because it's been phased out based on the 2001 and 3 laws. But as it stands, since it's sunset, it's going to roar back to where it was in 10 years ago next year if something isn't done. And tell us about what the provision is for estate tax.
Well, the provision next year, if nothing happens, would be $1 million exemption, and 55% over and above that.
Yeah.
If you're married, it's $2 million. The deal that was struck was a $5 million exemption if you married 10, and 35%. I think House Democrats would like to see that only at 3.5 and 45%.
So, what do the House Democrats have against success? What do they have against people? You know, I heard somebody say this earlier this week, and I wish I could remember who it was. I'd give him credit, but I didn't say this. A smart person said this. There's nothing that can't be fixed in the world if you don't mind letting somebody get rich doing it.
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that a great way to say that?
Absolutely. And Reagan said it in terms of politics. It's amazing what you can get done when you let somebody else take the credit.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a good way to put it, and especially when it's a small business that you let empower and go forward and create the jobs. And that's what we need, is certainty in this tax code. Unfortunately, we have a tax code that begs of reform because every provision will be temporary.
And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But let me ask you a question before we run out of time this segment. Will this bill pass as we've been describing it?
The only unknown, I think, is going to be the estate tax, and if the House alters that. In my mind, there's about a 50-50 chance that they'll pass it as is.
But you're convinced that the tax rates won't go up next year. They'll get that done.
I'm pretty convinced that nothing is going to happen on the tax rates.
Yeah.
The only question I have in my mind, are they going to try to make a statement on the estate tax?
Give us your website, Giovanni.
Oh, www.uschamber.com.
And you guys got big doings coming up next year. We come back after this next break. I want to get Giovanni to tell us a little bit about what the U.S. Chamber's got going on, what they've got plans for 2011. And I'm going to ask Giovanni about how things are going with the health care bill. What, you know, there's a lot of assaults on that. A lot of people are trying to take it apart and dismantle it and kill it. And what are the chances? Right after these messages, Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.